This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, President Biden's targeting COVID-19, his top priority, he says. He'll sign 10 executive orders today aimed at the virus. The AP's Jackie Quinn says he hasn't even been president for 24 hours, but he's moving fast.
President Joe Biden has moved quickly to change many Trump administration policies, including those surrounding the pandemic, immigration, and the environment. Between the swearing-in and the nighttime virtual inaugural celebration, President Biden signed about 15 executive actions, including some COVID changes.
Mandating masks be worn, social distancing be kept on federal property.
Reinstating a moratorium on evictions and student loan repayments. There are environmental actions. And Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Biden is extending the DACA program for young immigrants and already sent Congress an immigration reform bill.
Last night in its first vote, the new Senate confirmed Avril Haines, who will now be President Biden's Director of National Intelligence. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says he heard President Biden's call for unity, and he'll do what he can.
Our country deserves for both sides, both parties, to find common ground for the common good everywhere that we can, and disagree respectfully where we must.
Across the aisle, top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
We have turned the page to a new chapter in the history of our democracy. And I am full of hope.
Democrats now control the White House, the House, and the Senate. Republican Governor Larry Hogan of Maryland, a Trump critic, says Republicans have to decide now if, as he puts it, we're going to continue heading down the direction of Donald Trump or if we're going to return to our roots. He's often mentioned as a possible presidential candidate. This is AP News. Some states are scrambling to try to get more COVID-19 vaccine. The AP's Shelley Adler reports.
A number of states are reporting that they're running out of vaccine, and tens of thousands of people who managed to get appointments for a first dose are seeing them canceled. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
We've had to tell 23,000 New Yorkers who had an appointment this week that they will not be able to get that appointment for lack of supply.
The CDC says about half of the 31 million doses sent to the states by the federal government have been given so far. However, only about 2 million people have gotten the two doses needed for maximum protection against COVID-19. I'm Shelley Adler.
The National Archives in Washington launching a new website that will be a clearinghouse for records from the Trump administration. But those who know say President Trump used to rip up documents and toss them out. I'm Rita Foley.